Flags are flying at half staff in West Virginia, where people are mourning the latest U.S. casualty in Afghanistan. 38-year-old Special Forces Sergeant Gene Vance Jr. was killed Sunday. In his hometown of Morgantown, friends remember him as a quiet, pleasant man who was either too modest or secretive to talk about his military life. Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
Gene Vance's closest hometown friends say it's almost as if there were really two of him. There was the friendly, quiet guy at the bike shop, an easygoing, outdoors enthusiast always ready for bicycling or snowboarding. And then there was the man who would disappear for months of military duty and return with deliberately vague explanations. Ed Evans met Vance the way many people did, while bicycling. Over a decade, they were friends, roommates, and co-workers, but Evans says he never got to know the other side of Vance, the Special Forces sergeant.
Anything to do with the outdoors, he excelled in, and he would share that and relish his life. And him and I were like brothers, shared a place to live for many years. And yet this other part of him, when at a certain point, there was a wall that you would come to, and you knew it was there, and in his own vagueness and politeness, you never went past that. You just could not penetrate that other part of Gene.
Military officials say Vance was killed Sunday in a small arms battle with Al-Qaeda forces in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. Vance had served 10 years in the West Virginia National Guard's Special Forces Unit and had been stationed overseas for 5 months. His training included languages, and he spoke Farsi. In 1993, Vance received the Army's Bronze Star for valor. In Morgantown, Vance took college classes on and off and managed a bike store, Whitetail Cycle and Fitness. Store owner Bruce Summers says Vance never spoke of his medal or military service.
Gene never bragged about anything. He was a very quiet, reserved person. But it doesn't surprise me that he would win an honor. He was that kind of guy.
Bicycles were a big part of Vance's life. He collected antique and handcrafted bikes and rode weekly with a serious group that included former professional mountain bike racer Gunnar Sjogren.
He was just a guy that was always there, you know. Tuesdays, Thursdays, seeing him here, seeing him there, you know, you expect to see him. And, you know, he's not going to be there. And so he'll be with us, but he's not going to be there anymore.
Vance and his wife, Lisa, shared a house at the end of a quiet street in Morgantown. They were married last summer and made bicycling part of the wedding reception. But the honeymoon was canceled when Vance's unit was called to duty shortly after the September 11 attacks. Vance's body is to be returned to the United States later this week. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Morgantown, West Virginia.